朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
大家有没有觉得有时候也的确好像很快乐，但是快乐不够
？Do you experience that sometimes we do feel joy but not enough？
啊，这里说到是满足的喜乐，满的。
But yet the scripture says this joy is the fullness of joy。
我们觉得祝福来，我们喜欢，但是常常不持久。
Sometimes we receive blessings but they don't seem to last。
但是神所给的祝福是Everlasting 啊，是永远的福分。
But yet the blessings from the Lord is everlasting.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要主在这里提升我们这个人。
And for the brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to lift us up.
啊，让我们愿意走在主的路上。
That we will be willing to walk on the Lord's path.
让我们在这条路上不断的长进。
So that our life will continue to grow on this path.
让我们喜乐是满的，我们的福分是永久的。
So that our joy will be full and our blessings will be everlasting.
我前两天在外地传福音的时候，就想起从前有一个弟兄跟我们交通啊。
In the past week, I was sharing gospel overseas, and then I remember a brother was sharing with us.
啊，他自己带了几个那个博士 candidates 啊，那个博士班的学生。
Okay, this brother leads a group of PhD candidate.
啊，他常常跟他的这些学生们传福音。
So he often shared the gospel with his students.
啊，后来有一个学生，那天通过考试以后就拿到博士学位。
So one day, one of his students passed the exam and got a PhD degree.
后来这个学生回来跟他分享他的感受。
And then the student came back to share with him his feelings.
他说那天当 committee 通过的时候。
He says that day when the committee passed him.
大家几个教授都来恭喜他说，恭喜你哈，这个 Dr. Chow。
So and all the professors came and then greeted him and congratulated him and called him doctor.
啊，这是他这么二十多年来梦寐以求，希望听到的。有一天，终于有人叫他 doctor。
So finally, he get to hear this doctor, the dream of his life for more than 20 years.
他说他高兴的就从五楼还是六楼就开始往下跑。
So he was so overjoyed, he started running from the fifth floor all the way down.
我不晓得我那天是讲话太快，还是底下的人没有听懂。他们听成说拿了博士学位就从楼上往下跳。
I don't know how I shared that. They thought I was saying that after he got the PhD degree, he jumped off the floor.
啊，他是往下跑，不是往下跳。
So actually, he was coming down from the fifth floor, running the stairs.
他来不及等电梯，他就很快步的想跑回家，告诉他太太，我终于拿到博士了。
He was so overjoyed that he could not wait for the elevator, so he ran down the stairs. He wanted to go home and share with his wife that finally he got his PhD degree.
他说，当他才跑到二楼的时候。
But he says, just as he reached the second floor,
他突然有一个说不出来的虚空感觉临到他。
All of a sudden, this sense of emptiness came upon him.
他就把他的脚步放慢，慢慢走。
So he slowed down his steps.
那一个博士算得了什么？
So what is it? Just a PhD.
现在满街都是。
There are plenty of PhDs on the streets.
对不起哈，我没有小看你们 PhD。
Sorry, I didn't mean to blow.
我知道我们中间还有很多 PhD， 连我都不知道你是 PhD。
I know we have a lot of PhDs, and some of them I don't even know.
但我只是要讲到，当人在这里达达达达达达到他这么多年，这个十年寒窗是吧？苦读得到的结果的时候，那个虚空是这么强烈在那里。
I just want to tell you that after a person finally received what he has been working for more than 10 years, and yet the sense of emptiness is so great.
那个快乐只是从五楼到二楼这一段而已。
The joy, the happiness only lasted from the fifth floor to the second floor.
而且，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只有在神的面前有满足的喜乐，在他的右手中有永远的福乐。
Only before God there will be fullness of joy and pleasures of forever.
所以我们希望我们这次到山上，我们都听见主对我们说话。
I hope this time when we go up to the mountain, every one of us will hear the Lord speak to us.
把我们所有的脚步都带回到正路上，带到这条生命的路上。
All our steps will be brought back to the path of life.
让我们的心因为再一次遇见神，我们能够说主啊，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
So that we can proclaim, because our hearts are corrected, that we can say that.In your presence, there's a fullness of joy.
只有在你面前，我们有真正的满足。
Only in your presence, we have the true fulfillment.
不然我们就会跟心理学家讲的一样，小孩子一天笑400次，大人一天只笑15次。
Otherwise, we will live like what the psychologist said that little children they average they will laugh 400 times, but for adults only 15 times.
什么东西让人的笑声一直这样子下降？
So what robbed and took away our laughters?
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
第三个。
Thirdly.
这里讲到我们到山上朝见神。
As we go up to the mountain to meet the Lord.
我们不光可以听见神要对我们说话。
Not only that we can hear what God has to say to us.
我们不光要在这里遇见他的同在。
Not only that we will meet him in his presence.
这里说到他的殿是一个祷告的殿。
But the scripture says that his house will be the house of prayer.
他说我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。因为我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
Even them I will bring to my holy mountains and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
我想我们平常忙到一个地步，很多人都说没有空祷告。
Oftentimes we're so busy that we have no time to pray.
我们希望这次来到山上是一个很好的机会，我们不要忽略我们的祷告。
As we go up to the mountain, hope this is a good opportunity for us to resume our prayer.
我们每一天早晨六点多就在会堂里面有亲近神的祷告。
Every morning 6:30 in the morning, there will be prayer time at the chapel.
我非常鼓励弟兄姊妹，只要体力时间许可，你们都来参加。
So if your body allows, we will encourage you to please join us.
真实的祷告一定包括了与神相遇。
In true prayer, we will meet the Lord.
我们在他的殿中，要因着在他祷告的殿中，我们要喜乐。
So we will be joyful in the house of prayer.
更何况我们有这么多的事情要祷告。
And also, there's so many things that we ought to pray for.
我很喜欢宾路易师母说的一句话。
I like the statement by Sister Pen Lewis.
他说，祷告的答应是一件喜乐的事。
Prayer being answered is a joy.
但是更大的事乃是我们在祷告中遇见了听祷告的神。
What's even greater joy is that through prayer we get to meet the Lord who answers our prayer.
所以在神的殿中祷告喜乐，不光是因为我们祷告得到答应。
So it is a joy to pray in the house of God, not only because our prayers will be answered.
就算我们所盼望的事情没有得到答应，我们有一个更大的喜乐，是我们遇见了听祷告的神。
Even if our prayers are not answered, we still have a greater joy that we will meet the Lord who answers.
所以我希望我们来到这个山上的时候，弟兄姊妹，不管你是在房间，在聚会中，我们都学习让我们的心来祷告神。
So as we go up to the mountains, let's learn.Whatever you are, whether in a sanctuary or in your room, let's pray to the Lord.
我知道最近有很多新来的，有福音朋友在这里。
I know we have a lot of newcomers and gospel friends.
有些人刚刚信耶稣。
Or some new Christians.
这个祷告被仇敌剥夺是一件基督徒身上最普遍的一个软弱。
The most common weaknesses among Christians is that our prayer times are being robbed.
今天这个世代里面最需要的就是真实的祷告。
What this generation, this age needs the most is true prayers.
我常常说，如果侍奉神的人或是神的仆人，最需要悔改的一件事情，就是我们在祷告上的疏忽。
I often say that servants of God, one thing that we need to repent the most is that our negligence in prayer.
更不要说有些人这个不想祷告到一个地步，买一袋国宝米就一起泄饭了，就说以后就不用每一次都要泄饭。
There was a story that someone who is so lazy to pray that when they buy a sack of rice, they would just pray over the entire sack of rice, so next time they don't have to pray over meal anymore.
那还有很多人问说吃宵夜要不要祷告啊？那个有牧师回答说，这个3块钱以上的不用，3块钱以上的要。
Well, there's a story that people ask the pastor, should we pray and say grace for our midnight snacks? And the pastor says, only if it's over $3.
那现在涨价了大概五块钱。
Now because the inflation maybe $5.
然后现在还有人说把主导文印出来贴在墙上。
Or some people will print out the Lord's Prayer and post it on the wall.
常常很累的倒头就睡，说主啊，没有力量祷告的，你自己读好了。
Or maybe before bedtime, they will say, "Lord, I'm so tired. Why don't you read it yourself on the wall?"
我们把祷告当做一件事情去。
Because we treat prayer as a task.
但是我们却忽略了祷告其实是我们跟神相遇的事情。
We forget.That prayer is actually encounter with God.
我说真实的祷告是人与神在圣灵中的相会与相交。
So true prayer is an encounter with God and also fellowship with God.
这个相会叫我们喜乐，叫我们得自由。
This encounter will bring us joy and liberate us.
这个相交
and this fellowship.
叫我们不仅仅明白神的旨意，我们也能够为着我们所求的事情，能够带回到神的旨意中。
So that it will help us to not only understand God's will, but also would bring us back to God's will.
不让仇敌这么猖狂的自由来破坏这些事情。
So that the enemy will not be able to freely destroy and.
好，我们每次到各地去服事的时候。
As we go to various places to serve.
我常常是带着一个受教的心去。从不同的教会、不同的团体里面学习。
So I often go with a teachable heart because I want to learn from different churches and organizations.
我跟于师母都会去注意到这个教会怎么样子布置，怎么样子聚会，怎么样子，什么是他们的强点，什么是我们可以学的。
And Sister Nancy and I would often pay attention to how they conduct things and what we can learn from them.
这是我们常常受到很多的激励啊。
And then we often being encouraged by them.
但是另外一方面
Yet on the other hand,
我们也在很多的地方里面碰到很多教会面临了很多很多的挑战。
We also get to see many challenges that many churches are going through.
它可以有很多的长处，但是也有很严重的危险跟挑战在。
Yes, they may have many strengths, but yet they will have critical crises or challenges.
我们常常看完心里面都很沉重，都很难过。
As we see them, and our hearts will be heavy for them.
你知道，就好像一个人到了湖边，看见有人快淹死了，但是你没有空去救他。
Just like when you go to a lake and you see someone drowning, yet you have no time to save them.
或是我们自己没有那个能力去救他，因为海浪太大了，我自己都活不下去。
Or we lack the ability to save them because the wind is so strong that we will sink ourselves too.
所以我们常常服侍完的时候，我们唯一能够为这边做的，当然除了我们在的时候尽心竭力的服侍他们。
So besides when we were there, that we will try our best to serve them.
但是很多的难处不是在当时几天就可以解决的。
But there are many difficulties cannot be resolved in just the few days that we're there.
它需要花功夫、花时间，需要有很长很多的交通跟祷告才能解决的。
It takes a lot of time and effort and a lot of communication, fellowship, and prayers.
那我们能做的是只能够把这些事情带回到我们的祷告中。
So what we can do is that we'll bring these things to our prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹，祷告是人跟神在圣灵中的相会和相交。
So prayer is our encounter and fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
相会叫我们喜乐啊，叫我们整个人得到自由，得到释放。
The encounter will bring us joy and freedom.
所以我引用我们的诗歌：祷告之时，甘甜之时，每次相逢为我心思。
I to quote a song that we often sing, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share.
那个英文翻不出这个味道来了。你用中文翻成英文好了。祷告之时，甘甜之时，每次相逢为我心思。
Okay, the literal translation from the Chinese is that sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, every time I encounter it, it is consolation to my heart.
对不起，这是临时抽考，我没告诉他。
What's a quiz for me?
每一次在祷告中跟主相会，那是一件喜乐的事情。
Every time we encounter the Lord in prayer, it is a great joy.
更何况上次我们讲到跟亚玛力人征战的时候。
And then I share with you that when the Israelites were fighting with the Amalekites.
摩西什么时候举手祷告，约书亚在底下就得胜。
Whenever Moses' hand was raised up, then Joshua will have a victory.
摩西什么时候把手一垂下来，亚玛力人就得胜。
Whenever Moses dropped his hand, the Amalekites will have victory.
所以我那时候特别提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情，我们祷告一定有事情发生。
So I remind the brothers and sisters, whenever we pray, something will happen.
我们不祷告也一定有事情发生。
If we do not pray, something else will happen too.
我们的祷告带来约书亚的得胜。
Yes, our prayers will bring about Joshua's victory.
我们的不祷告或是疏忽于祷告，一定让亚玛力人得胜。
And our negligence of prayer will cause Amalekites to win.
你担心你的孩子吗？
Do you worry about your children?
有为孩子祷告吗？
Do you pray for your children?
担心你的工作吗？
Do you worry about your job?
有为你的工作祷告吗？
Do you pray for your job?
你担心你属灵的情形吗？
Do you worry about your spiritual condition?
有没有为我们属灵的情形祷告？
Do you pray for your own spiritual condition?
我们祷告就一定有事情发生。
If we pray, something will happen.
我们不祷告也一定有事情发生。
If we neglect to pray, something else will happen too.
所以我们要过怎样的生活？
So whatever life we want to live.
我们要过怎样属灵的情形？
Whatever spiritual condition we want to be.
弟兄姊妹，不要把责任丢到外面，那是我们自己跟神之间的关系。
Please do not blame on others and then be irresponsible. It is our own responsibility.
你讲到祷告是我们人跟神在圣灵中的相会与相交。
Prayer is our encounter and fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
每一次真实遇见的听祷告的神，那是一个荣耀的境界，那是一个喜乐的境界。
Whenever we meet the Lord who answers our prayer, it is a joyful spiritual realm.
然后每一次出于信心的祷告。
Every prayer out of faith,
你就看见神要做事。
You will see God work.
每一次我们不肯祷告。
Every time we refuse to pray,
你就看见撒旦做事。
You will see Satan at work.
所以有一个神的仆人说，祷告。神对所有真实的祷告一定有回应。
So a servant of God says, God will for sure respond to any true prayer.
他说，其实神的工作就是对祷告的回应。
Actually, God's work is a response to our prayers.
我们祷告到哪里，神就做到哪里。
God will do whatever we are, our prayer goes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。不管你现在的处境、家庭的处境、教会的处境、个人的处境是怎么样
，No matter the circumstances you are in, or your family, or your church，
我们最需要的就是在祷告上。
What we need the most is to pray。
所以等一下我们会后，今天没有主日学，我们就是要祷告。
So today we will skip Sunday school time and we just pray。
我们一直为了整个神家，为了自己，为了小组，为了个人。我们都要祷告。
We ought to pray for God's house, for our small group, for our family, for ourselves.
就算你没有什么感觉。
Even if you don't have any burden.
不要 worry.
Don't worry.
凭信心。
By faith.
把我们所要的告诉神。
Tell God what we want.
这就是腓立比书第四章说，应当一无挂虑，只要借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所要的告诉神。
Right. In the book of Philippians says, do not worry about anything, but through prayer make your supplication and request known to God.
剩下的是神的事情。
And then the rest is God's.
他要用出人意外的平安来 guard our mind, 来保守我们的心思啊。
So he will guard our heart and mind with this.
第四件事情，讲到我们在这里一同来奉献，讨神的喜悦。
Fourth thing is that we will together offer up.
以赛
offerings and implore God.
以赛亚书五十六章第七节后半说，他们的燔祭和平安祭。在我坛上必蒙悦纳。
Isaiah chapter 56 verse 7, second part says, their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar.
我前一阵子已经跟弟兄姊妹讲过了，以赛亚书第一章跟撒迦利亚书第一章都告诉我们，神不悦纳人对他的奉献。
But I share with you in a book of Isaiah chapter 1 and 撒迦利亚。
马加利亚，这是撒迦，对不起，马拉基书。
And Malachi chapter 1 says,The Lord does not accept their offerings.
啊，以前南加州有一个老弟兄讲这个马来西亚书。
Once a brother said, instead of Malachi, it says a book of Malaysia.
不要讲马来西亚书第一章，马拉基书第一章。神说巴不得有人把殿门关起来。
The Lord says, I'd rather that you would shut the door of the holy temple.
所以不要以为你奉献是给神面子。
Please do not think that whenever you offer, you're making a favor, you're giving the Lord a favor.
我们也不要认为神有需要，所以我们要奉献。
Or that the Lord has a need, therefore we make an offer.
奉献讲到我们对神的爱。
Whenever we offer, we show him our love.
奉献讲到我们对神主权的降服。
And that we submit to His authority and sovereignty.
奉献讲到神在我们身上对我们的释放工作的回应。
And it is our response to His liberation in his release.
让我们在钱财上，在时间上，在恩赐上，在各方面，我们都愿意让主居首位。
So that in all our wealth, in our time, in our energy, everything we want the Lord to have the first place.
所以我们人居然可以借着奉献来讨神喜悦，这是恩典。
That little men like us can even please God through our offering. That is a grace and privilege.
所以以前我们都觉得叫人家要把自己奉献当做活祭，有时候都很难讲这些信息。
So before we used to think it's so hard to encourage people to offer themselves up as a living sacrifice.
因为都觉得奉献好像人就是要牺牲，就是要舍己。
Whenever we think about offering, we think about sacrifices, laying up ourselves.
从一面来说是的，哈，的确是。
On one hand, yes, it is true.
但是从另外一面来说，我们应该把奉献当作是一个荣耀、一个恩典、一个机会来讨神喜悦。
But yeah, on the other hand, we ought to see an offering as a chance.A glorious and a privileged chance to please the Lord.
我想我们都很熟悉这个英国这个爱德华八世，这个要什么不要江山要美人哈，为了这个 Simpson 夫人把这个王位丢了。
We are all very familiar with the story that Edward VIII that he gave up his throne, for Simpson, Miss Simpson.
他能够为这一个人把他的尊身都不要了。
For one person, he was willing to give up his throne.
把他的王位、把他的富贵都可以丢掉。
And he was willing to throw away his throne and then his kingdom.
为这一个人都可以丢掉这么多。
For one person, he was willing to make the sacrifice.
更何况我们是为着神。
Let alone we for God.
不光他是万王之王、万主之主，配得我们最好的给他。
Not only that, he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he's worthy.He deserves our best.
哦，更何况他为我这样子的罪人，可死在十字架上，为了洗净我，为了拯救我。
And he's willing to die for sinner like me on the cross in order to cleanse me and forgive me.
所以他的崇高跟主权配得我来奉献。
So his sovereignty and then his sovereignty deserves my offering.
他的爱激励我来甘心奉献。
And his love compels me to willingly offer.
所以我们在山上，我们有机会常常大家一起甘心奉献，在主面前到台前祷告。
So on the mountain, we will have a chance to renew our offerings and dedication on the altar.
很多时候，因为我要当讲员，所以我只好在这里呼召大家甘心奉献。
So oftentimes, because I'm the speaker, therefore I have to make the calling.For you to renew your offerings.
我如果去参加别人聚会，有讲员呼召甘心奉献，我一定出来的。
If I attend any conferences and then the speaker makes the calling to renew offerings, I will for sure go up.
甘心奉献是天天的事情。
Because renew offerings should be done every day.
是我们对神该有的态度。
It is an attitude we ought to have toward the Lord.
所以我们将一年一次在主面前许愿甘心奉献，其实是很神圣、很重要的。
So actually, it's very holy, sacred, and important that once a year we renew our offerings.We make a vow to
God. 希望我们都来操练哈。
I hope that we can all participate.
所以我前阵子讲过，说一个人如果奉献关没有过，他属灵的生活、属灵的路都还没开始。
I share with you that if a person cannot pass the test of dedication offering, then he has not even started his spiritual journey.
希望我们每一年都有更彻底的奉献。
Hope that every year our offerings will become more and more thorough.
像穆迪弟兄讲的，他280磅，他说我每一盎司都属于神。
Like Brother Moody says, he weighs 280 pounds, and he said every ounce, every single ounce belongs to the Lord.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
所以你胖不胖、瘦不瘦没关系。
Doesn't matter if you're skinny or plump.
关键是我是不是每一盎司都愿意活着为耶稣。
But the key point is, are we willing to?Offer every single ounce and live for the Lord.
我们不在乎你是读博士还是都没读过书。
It doesn't matter if you have hold a PhD degree or you never went to school.
我们不在乎你是不是钱多的花不完，正在烦恼，或是你没有钱也在烦恼。
It doesn't matter if you're so wealthy that you have more money than you can spend or you're worried about your finances.
但是神喜欢的是我们愿意把自己奉献给他。
But what God likes is that we offer ourselves to Him.
神从来不呼召一个成功的人、一个伟人来跟随他。
God never calls a successful, great person to follow him.
神只呼召那些愿意把自己完全奉献给他、愿意信而顺服的人来服侍他。
But God only calls those who are willing to obey him, trust and obey, and offer themselves.
请大家特别注意到，我这四个信息里面都有一个字。
I like you to pay attention to all these four points. It shares a word.
讲到一同一同一同一同。
It says together, together.
刚才Aaron 已经讲到了这个真像一家人嘛。
As Brother Aaron shares that we're just like a family.
那我就希望我们这一家人不光只是我们嘴巴说我们要相爱。
And I hope that our love would just not be a lip service.
我希望我们从心里面真的是惺惺相惜，彼此珍惜。
But from the heart that we will love and cherish one another.
看见是神的主权把我们摆在一起。
It is by God's sovereignty we're put together.
我们要为了周围所有的弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
We ought to thank God for all the brothers and sisters around us.
神借着他们要来祝福我们。
God wants to bless us through them.
神借着他们要来建造我们。
God wants to edify and build us up through them.
神也借着他们在这里显明我们这个人的情形。
God is also exposing our true condition through them.
所以我们要从我们周围的弟兄姊妹身上要得祝福。
So we ought to receive blessings from brothers and sisters around us.
同样的，我们自己也一定要成为旁边人的祝福。
In the same way, we ought to become brothers and sisters' blessings as well.
我们一定要把自己摆在身体的里面。
We ought to put ourselves in the body.
不光奉献在祭坛上归给神。
Not only we put ourselves on the altar and offer it up to God.
我们要为着他的身体，为着他的见证，为着他所要得到的这个殿，我们把自己摆上。
We ought to put ourselves in building up.This temple and for his testimony.
所以同伴之间的影响力非常重要。
Yes, our companions have great influence on us.
到底我们彼此之间是怎样的关系，是怎样的同伴
？So what kind of companions we have and we are?
那我说过，以前有一个牧师，他新到一个教会上任的时候，他不敢相信后面70个人四班，这是一个很大的教会啊，四班就70个人。
There's a pastor who went to a church to start his service, and that church has a large choir of 70 members.
他在讲道的时候，听见后面四班有人嗑瓜子。
When he was preaching the sermon, he could not believe that the choir behind him were actually eating sunflower seeds.
他说他简直不敢相信，他回头一看，果然他们在嗑瓜子，还在那里丢纸条，在那里传话。
And he heard the sound, he just couldn't believe it. He turned around, indeed they were eating sunflower seeds, they were even passing notes.
弟兄姊妹，你可以嗑着瓜子来侍奉神。
Yes, you can eating sunflower seeds and serve the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，这绝对不是神所要的。
It's not the service that God desires.
我们希望找到的一些同伴，我们不是一起在这里吃喝快乐的往前。
I hope that we can find companions that we don't just marching forward and by eating and drinking.
而是我们在吃的时候，我们彼此用我们身上的基督，用我们里面的生命，用我们里面属天的性情，彼此来影响。
But we want to influence each other with the life of Christ within us and also our divine nature.
我昨天晚上坐飞机的时候，飞机回来的路上，我的灯坏掉了啊。
Last night, on the airplane, the reading light above me,
所以我前面两个多钟头还有一点太阳，我还可以写写东西。
So the first couple hours of my flight, because of the sunlight, I was able to write something.
到后面这两个小时我没办法看了，我只好拿出 iPad 来看。
So the last 2 hours I couldn't read because the reading light was out, so I had to take out my iPad.
我就看我从前自己10年前讲的信息。
So then I looked at the message that I preached 10 years ago.
有人帮忙打字打出来。
And some has helped type it up.
我就读到中间，那个时候于师母给我看的一段文章。
And then in the message I mentioned an article I read, the article that Sister Lucy gave me.
Focus on the Family, 他们上面所刊载的。
And it's published on Focus on the Family magazine.
他们说他们曾经做过一个实验。
They say that they have conducted an experiment.
他们把这些班上的孩子每10个人做一个 team， 做一个小组。
So they go to a children's classroom and they group the kids on ten for each group.
这个实验主要的目的是在讲到 peer pressure， 同伴对你的影响。
The experiment is to show how the peer pressure.The influence of peer pressure on the kids.
他们这个参加这个实验的，在一个教室里面，每一个人手上都有一张纸。
So everyone that are in the experiment would have a piece of paper.
每一张纸上都印着相同的三句话：第一行一句话，第二行一句话，第三行一句话。
And every piece of paper, three statements are printed. Everyone has exact same statements.
这个纸张上的第一行
，The first line says，
是字数第二多的。
It has the second most number of letters.
第二行是最长的。
And the second line is the longest line.
第三行是最短的。
And the third line is the shortest line.
大家记得了哈。
The
最长的是第几行？
The longest is the second line.
第二长的，第一行。
Then the first line.
最短的，第三行。
The shorter is the third line.
所以他们做这个实验以前呢，每十个人一个小组。
So they try to group 10 people in a group.
他先把其中的九个人叫出来啊，这个事先讲好了。
They call up nine out of the group.
等一下，老师会问一个问题。我念第一行，如果你觉得是最长的，请举手。
And then, so they tell the nine people, I'm going to ask a question. And then everyone, please raise your hand if you think the first line is the longest.
觉得第二行是最长的，请举手。
Or raise your hand if you think the second line is the longest.
他就先跟这九个人讲。
And then the conductor, the person who conduct the experiment will tell the nine people.
当我指到第一行的时候，你们全部都要举手。
When I show the first line, all of you raise your hand.
就换句话说，只有十个人里面只有一个人蒙到鼓里，他不知道在干什么。
In other words, only one person were out of this.
所以全班做好，每十个人一组，十个人一组。
So everyone was sitting in their own groups. 10 people per group.
老师就问说哪一行最长？我指到的时候，你们就举手。
So then the teacher says, okay.Whenever I ask you which line is the longest, if you agree with me, please raise your hand.
当他知道第一行的时候，每一个小组的那九个人全部举手。
So when the teacher points to the first line, nine out of the 10 people in each group will raise their hands.
你知道那个蒙在鼓里的那一个人中间有百分之多少的人跟着举手吗
？Guess what's the percentage of that one person will raise hand?
大概75%的人举手。
About 75% of that one.Single person, raise their hand.
他们想，我大概一定听错了，不然不会全班都举手。
Then they thought that they probably I heard it wrong. Otherwise, how could everyone raise their hand?
所以他们马上跟着举手。
So they would just immediately follow.
这个老师就再做一次。
And the teacher would do it again.
然后第二次。
Second time.
他还是说哪一行最长？讲到的时候就举手。
So raise your hand if when I point to the line and you think it's the longest.
讲到第一行。
Everyone raised their hand.
还是75%的人跟着举手。
So again, 75% of people followed.
然后接着他们做第二个实验。
Then they conducted second experiment.
第二次呢
？Second time.
就是只有增加一个人，变成两个人蒙在鼓里。
So second time they prearrangement was only for 8 out of the 10 people.
其他八个人都还是乱举哈。
So the other 8We're just do random things.
这个数据他没有讲，但是第二次这种妥协的比率就啪啪啪啪的降低了，就有的人就不举了。
So the second experiment, the sign of compromise, the percentage has dropped significantly.
他们说他们做这个实验最主要的目的。
So the main goal of this experiment.
他说他们发现这些孩子们并不是没有判断哪一个最长最短的能力，并不是没有这个能力。
So they found out that.These kids, they don't lack the ability to discern.
而是他们没有那个勇气 to be different.
But they lack the courage to be different.
他们没有那个勇气去面对跟众人都不一样。
They lack the courage to be different from the rest of the crowd.
当增加一个人敢就事论事，这个来讲什么是事实的时候，这个比例就一下子这种不妥协的比例就大为降低。
When one more person.Is added to their side, then the rate of compromising has dropped significantly.
所以我这个信息不光只是为年轻人，也是为我们大人。
So this message is not just for young people, but for the rest of us too.
不要以为我们在学校、在工厂里面，我们在公司里面，我们是少数。
Please do not think that we are the minority in our workplace, in our school.
我们就得妥协于这个时代。
Then we have to compromise to go along with the world.
我们要不要小看自己的影响力
？Please do not despise the significance you have.
只要多一个人
，influence.
只要多一个人
，so long as there's one more person.
都带来 difference.
It makes a big difference.
所以当我们在这里说聚会前，我们大家都要来开始祷告了。
As we say that we should come to the meeting hall to pray before meeting.
如果大家都不来
，if nobody shows up，
你就发现很多人想来他也不来。
Then even those who want to come will not.
我们鼓励波饼要开口。
And then we encourage brothers and sisters to pray in the community.
你要知道，你只要多一两个人敢开口，就很多人都敢开口。
If one or two person, one or two people, pray out loud, then more will follow.
年轻人更是这样子。
The same with young people.
要为主站住。
stand firm for the Lord.
当你敢站住的时候
，when you dare to stand firm，
你会影响你旁边的人，他们也敢为主站住。
Then you will influence others. They will have the courage to stand firm.
所以我希望我们这趟去山上，我们众人一起来把自己爱主的心，不要害羞，也不要。有顾忌的来表达出来。
So when we go up to the mountain this time, let's show forth our love for the Lord without reservation.
我们一起让这个聚会充满了神的祝福。
So that this meeting will be full of God's blessings.
充满了神的同在。
Full of God's presence.
也让我们众人在他的殿中一同喜乐。
So that we will all rejoice together in His house.
我们一起在他的光中行走。
We'll walk in His light.
我们一起在他的祭坛上把自己更新奉献。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。